Greetings, everyone. It's good to be back. And may God bless each one of you today. And we ask you that you'd continue to pray for us and help us that we might be able to say that, and that would bless your heart and give you the word of God. And if you know the Lord, we love you. And if you don't know the Lord, we love you. We are here, and this is the purpose. And we're still dealing with the book of John, in the first book of John, and we're going to the fourth chapter today, and we'd like for you to follow us if you'd like to turn to the Word of God, your King James Version, chapter 4 of 1 John. Our Father, it's again now that we approach thy throne. We thank you, Lord, for this and other privilege that we could come. And we pray you, Lord, that we could have understanding of your Word. Help us, Lord, that we might be able to read it and rightly divide it, that we might do this, Lord, in the name of the Jesus, and it might reach into the hearts of men and women that are lost. And also, Father, those that are sick and afflicted, we ask you that you'd heal them, touch them with the powers of you, because we realize, Lord, that your power is just as powerful today as it was when you walked here. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Now, if you've got your Bible, we'll start reading, and kindly, we'd like for you to kindly search your life and think upon these scriptures as we bring them to you, as we read this Word of God. Really, we're dealing with the saint and sinner. And if these things are in your life and you've been born again and you've received the Holy Ghost, this should make you glad. If not, why, then you should be trying your best to get in touch with God, that you might have power with God, that God could use you and use you in the works of Him. Beginning at the first, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. So you see, today this world is full of false prophets. And there will be some that will come according to Revelations in the latter times. There'll be people that will come and through beastly powers cause fire to come down from heaven. According to the scripture, people will just absolutely be turned from God if God don't really stay with them. And maybe apparently that he might even shorten the days for the elect's sake, because there are spirits and many, many spirits go now. But this Word of God teaches you and me to mark these false teachers. Mark them how? Is to know them, understand them, because they'll teach and will teach false doctrine. Hereby we know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of an antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are God's children, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And let's consider these few verses. I believe it's two of them there that I just read. Let's consider them. Don't say now to check out a man or check out a person. This says, hereby ye know the Spirit of God. Every spirit, not man now, every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of an antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, ye have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So, then there is spirits in the land today, and there are spirits that's dealing with the minds of people. To destroy them, to destroy their thinking, to destroy them from serving God. So, my friend, today, this teaches you and me to not believe every spirit. And so there, when the Word of God comes, there's this old spirit that will come around to you and say, well, now that's not it. Why, the Lord wouldn't expect me to give up the thing to this life. Why, the Lord wouldn't have me to turn down this and that. Can't you see? These are spirits, and they are spirits against God, because the Lord is expecting men. And he is expecting women to live a life in this world, one that he can be happy with, one that he can be pleased with. And my friends, today, be sure and keep this in your mind. It's going to take a good person to ever make it to heaven. It's going to take a person that's lived free from sin, lived without the sins of this world. And as I've said before, this is a question that always hits a man, a woman's mind when this is discussed and when it's talked. The Lord don't expect me to give up the things of this life. As we, in a few programs back, as we talked to you, Paul found those people at Athens, had up just an altar there, and was worshiping, and had the inscription, an unknown God. This is exactly what Satan, this is what the spirit of an Antichrist would want you and me to do. It would want you and I to be tied up in things that we didn't know about, things that we didn't know was there. But the Lord, according to the scripture, winked at ignorance one time. He's not going to have that. We need, by all means, my friends, we need to begin to get a hold of it. Now, if you have Christ in your life, if you've been born again, if you've got the Holy Ghost, then this scripture should be encouraging to you. If you don't have, get it in your life, because only through, as I've said over and over and over, only through and the Lord and him in your life can you serve God in this condition, that we might live in this world as he'd have us to. Now the fifth verse, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God, he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of the truth, of truth, and the spirit of error. So, what I'm trying to do, really before you today, if you don't have salvation, if you're a person that's just living in this life and don't feel like that a man can do any better, I'd like for you to grasp this today. You can, through Christ, you can serve God. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Now, are you one of these people? But this says, we are of God, he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us not. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So you see, friends, today, one time that the first person makes a peace calling with God and gets their life straightened out with God, it's easy for them to know the spirit of error. There's many people today that's got themselves kindly believing, and they know, really, lay down at night and ashamed of the way that they live today, the way that they've done today. They're ashamed of it, but then they'll go out tomorrow and talk to someone and, oh, would you be a Christian? Would you be this or that? My friends, today, if you have sin in your life, If you have not been cleansed of your sins, washed in the blood of the Lamb, there is no way for you to look like a Christian. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. So then this is the love of God, that you and I could have the privilege of being a child of God. Oh, how wonderful today to know that God loved us enough that he gave his life on the cross of Calvary, that we could be children of God. And let's think further back in that, that God loved us so much, he cared for us so much, that he gave his only begotten Son and sent him into the world that he might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. That he gave his only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we could be children of God. If you have not received the Holy Ghost, my friends, if you have not found your way to the Lord, please, whatever you do, there's joy. I was talking to a young sister that had just received the Holy Ghost a few days ago. And she said, Brother Willard, she said, I've never had so much fun in my life, so happy, because she knew that the Son of God had come into her life. It brings joy, it brings love, and it causes your life to be so much better in Christ Jesus. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world. Oh, what a beautiful thought. If you could just grasp what I can see in that today, that when the judgment day comes, when the day the Lord comes back to call his children home, to bring them in and bring them into where that they'll be there eternally, live with Christ forever and ever. Oh, bless your heart today. What a wonderful thought that it is that we might be able to serve God and then be in heaven with him. So, my friends, today, as we've read and talked on these scriptures, we do hope that you've enjoyed them. We've enjoyed bringing them to you. And we've enjoyed all of these things that that God has for us, and the blessings of God. And we just do trust that you're enjoying yourself in the Lord. And as we've come today to you with these scriptures, and it just teaches us the love of God, the peace of God, and that God has in store for men and women. I pray, God, that he really will just be with you in this life, and give you understanding of the Word of God, that you might be able to enjoy it as we do, and the love of God. Now, I'm talking to that man and woman today that doesn't know the Lord, that man and woman today that needs God in their life. And we pray for you that God would give you salvation. Now then, let's go just a little bit further. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in him the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because the fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If any man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Isn't this a wonderful thought today? To know that you love your brother, know that you love God, and that God loves you. Now, my friends, our time is just about gone, and we trust that we have said and done something today that you've enjoyed. Now, may God bless you until the next time.